Good morning, Abe. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
It occurs to me you're probably West Coast time, so this is like 6 a.m. for you, yeah.
It's actually 7. 7:05.
Oh, nice. Oh, shit. I forgot it's
late. No, it's okay. I mean, we start work at 7, so I figured I might as well just call you.
Yeah, so I'm assuming. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna wait till 8 until it's business hours. You know, I've been up for a few hours, but I'm like, I try not to bother people before, like, you know, bankers hours. And then I'm like, because I did some research, I'm like, shit, they're on the West Coast. I'm gonna mess this one up anyway.
No, you're okay, because I don't connect my work phone to my personal phone, and I do that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't wake me up or anything along those lines. You are good. And I'm
awesome.
Assuming you spoke to your wife and everything's good to go since you said I'm in,
yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. So let me get your information. Abe, is your name short for anything, or is it just Abe, A-B-E?
It's short for Abraham.
Abraham. Okay, perfect. All right. And what is your last name?
Wagner.
W-A-G-N-E-R?
Yep, the easy German way.
The what, I'm sorry?
I said the easy German way, yes. No extra
oh,
O's
yeah.
Or double letters.
I know. That's why I always ask, because sometimes, you know, it's spelled differently. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And this phone number that we're speaking on that ends in 8580, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
No, I thought you were going to set up like a third-party call thingy.
I'm going to set up a call tracking, but the call tracking number is still going to go to the number that you want
right.
it to go to.
It'll be redirected to this, yeah?
Okay, cool. Yes. All right. Perfect.
Yeah. I just don't want 500 people having my actual personal number. You know what I mean? For the business, I set up like a Google Voice, right? So I can...
Mm-hmm.
I can say, yo, that's a Google Voice coming in. I probably don't need to take it Sunday at like 7:30 in the morning, right? And so,
yes.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes.
In that case, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to set you up a call tracking, so don't worry about that.
Cool.
Now, the company name, I have it down as Guardian Roofing. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and the official formal is like LLC, but yeah.
Would you like me to put LLC? Show that.
It's whatever you want. It's for your own internal record. You can do whatever you think is best. I was just giving
okay.
you all the information. Like, you can always decide what to omit, but you don't know what's not there.
Okay. That's good on that end. And then for your address, we do need a physical address. That's how Google verifies you.
Okay. Yeah, so there's... So, I mean, right now, I mean, again, in the start stage, I haven't picked up a shop. So give me mm-hmm. one day to give you, like, because I have, like, two or three friends that have businesses that I think I could, like, piggyback off of just because, like, it's, like, office buildings and stuff. Can you give
okay.
me a day to set that up?
Of course. So just so you do know, with the address, you are able to do your home. The only thing is that we hide it on Google. So,
okay.
and then also.
Then that's fine. I just. For the same reason, I don't want people calling me. I double don't want them showing up at my house, right?
Yeah.
So,
we hide it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, then sure.
Okay.
It's on 13946. Sorry, I started going.
No, you're okay. Go ahead.
It's 13946 Arbor, like related to trees, not harbor, related to ships. Arbor,
okay.
A-B-O-R. Circle. Omaha, Nebraska, 68144.
Perfect. I found it. Okay. Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No, I think that's fine. Just me.
Okay. And for services that you offer, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
I mean, like, so this is different, right? Like, if I'm running ads, I'm probably only running ads for, like, roof replacements and roof repairs, right? But, like, if it's, like, Googleable, we can add gutters and siding to it.
Okay, yeah, that's what I need. So gutters, siding. You do roof replacement, roof repair, roof installation.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just because, like, so, like, our average house roof is, like, $20,000 and I'll make 10. Average house siding is $20,000 and I'll make 10. But the roof takes 2 days and the siding takes 2 weeks. So it's just like, would you like to make $10,000 in 2 days or
yeah.
$10,000 in 2 weeks?
Exactly.
And so it's like, I'll do both because I like money and it all spends the same. But if I'm paying for it, that's like I'm going to do a different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Okay, that's fine. So I put that down for you. And then just so you do know, if you ever want to take away your ad, you're also able to do that on your dashboard, so you're not stuck with it. Okay.
Okay.
Now for your onboarding call, which is it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They do call within an hour window. I do have some availability today, and then we do have tomorrow and Monday also. What works best for you?
Let's see. What do you have for tomorrow morning?
The earliest I would have is going to be this around this same time, so between 9 to 10 your time.
Hold on, let me just do some math real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we do 9 tomorrow?
Between what time?
Can we do between 9 and 10 tomorrow?
9 to 10? Yeah, I can do that. Okay. No, let me get another pen. I'm going to send you the Google invite when we get off the phone. So tomorrow between 9 to 10, your time. Perfect. Okay. Now, the business is licensed and insured.
Yep, and
did you?
Even.
Oh, nice. You got it all. And I don't remember if you told me or not, but do you have a Facebook page for the business?
I don't at this time.
Okay. Now we can make one for you, so I'll put that down on the notes. Okay.
And then you'll add me as like an admin to it as well?
You're going to be the owner of it. We're going to be just admin on it. Yeah. Oh, so
okay,
don't.
So,
I mean, so it's yours.
This is going to sound like a dumb note, but like, so like when you go to find me on Facebook, it's Abe Wagner, but there'll be two. There'll be one that's actually, and they'll both be my picture. But like, so in a past life, I used to be a professional fighter. And so I have like a fan page, weirdly. So just make sure it's like not my fan page.
Okay.
Sorry,
I'm
going to
put that down. No, it's okay. It's
but
good.
It's like, yeah, I don't like, I mean, I was actually pretty good. I was like top 25 in the world at heavyweight, but like,
oh, wow.
But yeah, I don't want that associated necessarily directly. I mean, like in Omaha, everybody knows, but like, I don't think you need to remind them, you know what I mean? If they don't already know. Cause like,
yeah.
It's like, no one will hire me because of it, but they might not hire me because of it. So it's just like break even at best.
Okay. So I'm writing this down as well, just so we have.
Yeah, access. Sorry, that's weird, but
no,
it's
actually not. It's not weird at all, actually. So you're good.
Okay.
It's not like you can be the same thing your whole life, you know. And what you did is pretty impressive. I don't know why somebody wouldn't want to hire you because of it, but. The world is
right.
Weird.
There's like connotations about like, you know, being a dumb meathead and also being a violent person. And it's like, well, you know, the whole point is to be like capable of violence, but control it. If you're not capable of violence, you're not peaceful. You're just weak. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I
and
get
so,
what you're saying.
Anyway, we don't need to get into philosophy class, but yeah, there's difference between being peaceful and harmless. And so,
I put it down in the notes too, so we can make sure to get that, the distinction
perfect.
There. Now for your website, do you want to, I know you were busy making one. Do you want us to make you one temporarily as well or for the time being?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, we can, I mean, if it all costs the same, yeah, we'll see what you got. And I'm just frustrated with Pakistani people. I say that as someone who has spent 1 month in the country of Pakistan. So I'm not just like throwing rocks for no reason, but,
yeah
I just can't get up like, they're like, no, it's all set, and all your DNS is perfect. You're like, sweet. They're like, wait 48 hours. You're like, cool, 48 hours past. You're like, it's still wrong. They're like, oh, we got to do this. It's like, well, I was on the phone with them, like, Friday, and now it's Thursday, and I'm still 404 error. And so it's just like, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a problem. We'll get that taken care of for you. Another thing, our websites are secure, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. I know you do pretty big jobs, so that might not be convenient for you, but there is that option to add payment integration. It's at no extra cost. Would you like to add that?
Yeah, can we just do Stripe?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or do you have like a homegrown solution?
What I'm going to do is put it down on the notes to have them tell you the details of it, and then you can decide.
Okay.
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 Okay. And then for the locations that you're looking to get work, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
I mean, zip codes is going to be a little bit too much. So we'll go Omaha, Bellevue.
Give me 1 second.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. I just want to make sure I have everything. And these are cities, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have Bellevue. I have Omaha. I'm ready for the next one.
And then this one will be funny because it's a French word for butterfly, which would typically be pronounced papillon, but because we're white and Midwestern, it's papillion. P-A-P-I-L-L-I-O-N. But you know what I mean? It's like, come on, guys, you're not helping people not make fun of us.
Yeah. It is funny. Okay, P-A-P-I-L-I-O-N, correct?
Papillion, yep.
I would say a papillion. That's what I would do.
Well, and it's funny because all the water towers have, like, butterflies on it, and, like, and it's like a monarch butterfly, and the high school's mascot is a butterfly, but they still say papillion, and it's like, you guys.
That's funny. All right, I'm ready for the next city.
Let's do Gretna, G-R-E-T-N-A.
Okay, I found it. I'm ready for the next one.
Let's go Elkhorn, E-L-K, Horn.
Found it. I'm ready for the next one.
Trying to think what else they'd have on there. Cause it's all Omaha, right? You know, just in the same way as like, if you live in LA, there's like, it's all like, you know, it's all just one big city, but there's, it's like, are you in Long Beach? Are you in Venice? You know what I mean? And so, but it's like,
yeah.
LA, right?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. A bunch of little, cities in
right,
LA.
Like in the 1850s, they were a day's horse ride apart, but now they all grew together, right? So,
yeah. And then with traffic, it's hours to get to one side to the other.
Right. So, yeah.
Now,
I think that'll probably do for now. Like, cause
okay.
I think, here's the deal. Like, there's, like, littler suburbs. Like, there's, like, La Vista. But, like, no one in the world is going to keyword search La Vista roofer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I
see what
you're
Omaha.
Saying. Okay. If you want to add those cities at a future date, or if you want to change them, you can also do that on your dashboard, or you can call me and I can do it as well. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that the search volume has to be like 2 per month on that at best. Or it's probably not worth anyone's time.
Okay. Okay. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then the address that's on the card, is it the Arbor Circle
address? The billing
address
I previously, yep, the billing address is the same as what I provided previously.
Okay. Okay. Now, is there any middle initial, or does it just show Abraham Wagner on the card?
On the card, it's just Abraham Wagner.
Okay. So, simple enough. And then what type of card is it going to be?
A Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4275-3501. 7367-7195.
And when does it expire?
February of 27.
And the security code?
367.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question, and that's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to call you and scam you. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. You can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go city I was born in.
Okay, and what city is that?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, easy enough. All right, I'm going to just put down Milwaukee.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't know how much info you needed.
Yeah.
Although, weirdly, if I'm giving you the passcode information, that doesn't necessarily assure me that you're who you are. It assures you that I'm who I am. But, okay.
Yeah, so it depends who you also get. So we can, you can ask us. So you ask us, what is my security question?
You're like, hey, this is so-and-so from Flash. And I'm like, where was I born? And they're like,
If you get the way it would work, if you get a random call or call that you're not sure who it is or they're claiming it's us, that's where you would go, what is my security question? And if they don't know the security question, they're not us. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what that is. Yeah. So it goes either or, because they won't have that information, you know? So, it goes either or. But what I'm going to do now is going to be the voice verification, which is on a recorded line. It's going to outline the service agreement. So if you have any questions, please feel free to stop me so I can clear it up for you. But first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Guardian Roofing.
Perfect. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Abraham Wagner, CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we will ask you that security question. And also, we're going to call you from that 877 number. That's the number that I did send over to you through text. You do have it, right? I did send it. I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the second in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I both understand and agree.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to make sure you get everything through text and also through email. I'm going to send you over a YouTube video, which is going to show you how to use your dashboard. And you're also going to get your login credentials for your dashboard right away. We're just going to go through the terms and conditions first, and then I'll log you in so you can see how to log in. And it's going to ask you to update your password when you go in there as well. So let me send the YouTube video. Okay, I sent that over, and then let me make sure, sometimes it takes a little bit, but you're going to get a few automated emails and also text messages.
I see them all.
Perfect. Now, let me see here. I'm going to send you another link right now. Okay, I just sent you a link. If you can open that link up, it's going to be the terms of experience, and it basically goes over what we're going to do, which is going to be that Google Business Profile optimization. if you do need to go on any of the directories, we'll go over that with you tomorrow. And that's also included with your service. Your My Site conditions, your Facebook ads, what we charged you, that you can always cancel, and also you can put your service on pause. We don't charge you. Just call us 3 days before your billing is due. That's if you get really busy. The only thing I need you to do is if you can click those two boxes, type in your name exactly the way it looks, and click confirm.
Okay, so it took me to a login page.
Perfect. So I'm going to log you in right now just so you can have access. You can start uploading photos in there as well or just mess around in it. We haven't started anything, so there's not much in there, but I do want you to at least have access to it. Your password is going to be your phone number. The number that we have, and then your password. Let me see here.
Oh, my username is my phone number. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, your username. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just caught that. Okay, your username is your phone number, and then your password. Let me see here. It should be sent to through text, but I. Let me see here. There's not that. Okay, your password is my internet, all lowercase, one word.
Okay, looks like I'm in.
Perfect. So you can start messing around in there. And in account settings, you can go into pictures and you can add pictures or videos that you want to upload. We're going to start working on all of that. So you'll be able to track your progress there, but we're also going to be sending you text messages and emails as we start proceeding with everything. And tomorrow when we have your call between 9 to 10, we're going to go over everything and answer any questions and go, everything's going to be gone over in detail with you. If it's overwhelming, so don't worry about it. Okay.
No, I'm good that way. I have a follow-up. Are we done with this portion of the conversation?
We are actually fully done, other than any questions that you might have.
I have a totally, your company name is Local Slash, which to me suggests that you specialize in local service-based businesses and SEO. Do you do, more global SEO as a company, or do you prefer to focus on local businesses?
I know there was a period, and I know we still have some accounts, but we don't market in those areas anymore. We used to do Canada and I believe New Zealand, I think, a long time ago.
Okay, so let me repose the question. So I own several businesses actually, and one business I own, as I mentioned earlier, I was a professional fighter, but I also am an engineer by degree, and I invented a grappling dummy for use in MMA training. And I have six patents on it, and I licensed most of it to the UFC internationally. However, I'm still allowed to sell them in North America directly. Now, for grappling dummies, the keyword search difficulty is super low. But So I didn't know if that'd be a thing you guys were interested in as well. Cause it's super low hanging fruit, but it's never going to be Omaha grappling dummy. It's just more grappling dummy, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think that would, since the search is so small, you would have to go through a wide area, you know?
Right, yeah, and you couldn't geographically target it. It would be more nationwide. So I guess when I said international, I didn't necessarily, I kind of misspoke there, but.
So I would recommend on that end, you would probably be better off going the organic side, which is, what's all the way, Google is the Google Ads, Google Guarantee at the top, then it's the map, the local services, and then you have, that would probably be the best option for you, and we don't work on the organic side ourselves.
Okay.
But, that would probably be is something to look at for that one, just simply because you need such a wide, area, because of those searches. But it is something for you to look into. I mean, that's actually pretty cool. It looks you did,
I have been looking into it, but as long as I had you on the phone, I thought it'd just be a question I asked.
Yeah, no. I appreciate the question, but yeah, I probably not on our end. It would just be too expensive.
All good. Thank you so much. I'll be on the call tomorrow morning, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Abe. You too. And if anything comes up or any questions, I'm still going to be point of contact, so please feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
All right, thanks, Abe. You have a good rest of your day. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
You too. Bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.